Hello and welcome to Pints and Bearings. I'm Curtis Taylor, also known as Hop Ed.
And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry.
A fantastic, special, low-key, guerrilla warfare podcast.
I would question any other day the use of the term guerrilla warfare for beer drinking, but based on what's in front of us tonight, it's so appropriate.
I think so. And
we're in the trenches today, my friend.
You have to have a hardy constitution to take on two of these flights, which we are doing.
And we're gullet.
We're at Bearhouse 101, and we are, Jason and I are enjoying the Port Brewing
Did you notice,
Lost Abbey.
Audience, did you notice the dramatic pause there? Jason and I are enjoying the flight of Lost Abbey and Port Brewing.
Well, it takes a while because I've only had a sip out of all of these. So there's 10 different beers sitting in front of us, which you can't see. You will in a minute. But these beers range now. We'll get to this other flight in a little bit, which is like 5% to 10 or 12%. I can't remember. But the bourbon or the barrel-aged ones that we're doing tonight, 12.5 to 13.5. It's a small range, but it's
we're knocking on the mountain peak right away.
Why don't you know, we were sitting in off-camera. We were trying to decide which one should we talk about first. And that's what we said. Why don't we summit this? I was going to go really, really just foul right there for a second and then cut it out. Why don't we summit this son of a bitch, which is a little less than what I was going to do just a moment ago. But the alliteration was nice. So we decided to hit the barrel-aged beers.
It makes sense because, one...
In this flight, it makes sense.
In this flight. And one, it's because I don't think we're actually going to get through all 5 ounces of each of these big beers. So when Curtis gives you guys the little visual, the coloration at minimum should give you a little insight as to some of the beers we're going to be tasting. But I tell you what, percentage-wise, these are definitely a sharing beer. They're a sampling, tasting beer among friends.
We're two grown men, albeit we're the smaller version of grown men. But this is way more beer than any one person really should. I mean,
I tell you what, I don't think there's a Spartan warrior in the movie 300 that could drink a whole pint of these.
Well, and you've got a good point there. So we've got these five beers here, the barrel-aged beers that are 12.5% to 13, and one of them is 13.5%. So most of them are 12.5%. But these are 5 ounce tasters, is that right?
These are 5 ounce tasters.
5 ounce tasters. So we've got 20 ounces of beer sitting. No, we got 25 ounces of beer.
See, they're already kicking in.
Like, wait, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 ounces of beer sitting
here.
Take
your shoes off, Curtis.
Yeah, that's a kicker.
Well, going through this flight, though, kind of giving a little backstory, too, it's an interesting, not even a collaboration, but just a partnership. When you look at the Port Brewing and Lost Abbey facilities, they're brewing out of the same location. Both their brands are on the door. You go in, you can get either sets of brewing, either sets of brewery beers from the same bar. What's cool about that, though, is they really do kind of represent two different styles. Although mm-hmm. there's going to be some similar flavor notes and some components that we're going to get out of these glasses, when you go into the San Diego facility and you look at the menu board, you're going to say, okay, I want an Old Viscosity, which is going to be, you know, a heavy stout, and I want an Angel Share, which is going to be more from Lost Abbey. Although you may get some similar flavors, one's going to be more of a Belgian ale focus and a sour focus, a barrel focus. The port side is going to be more traditional style recipes with a little bit of
West Coast. Well, and a West Coast kind of kick on the hops and the
sure.
whole Christmas.
It's a great way to describe it, a West Coast influence.
Right, so one of my favorite things about Pizza Port, which is the port side of this port and port brewing and Lost Abbey collaboration, is that when you're going to San Diego on the train,
notice that too, right across the camera.
So you take the Surfliner. You can take the Surfliner from Ventura all the way to San Diego. There's a stop in. Is it Oceanside?
Oceanside is a location for Pizza Port. /
Pizza Port.
Carlsbad.
Pizza Port is right across the street.
Yes, sir.
So you can just take a stop.
And their pizza is amazing. I had a pulled pork pizza there recently with some okra and stuff on it. Oh, man. I never would have guessed pulled pork on a pizza crust would be as delicious as it was.
I believe so. I can just imagine that. kudos to the people. I, same as you, I think what you're saying is that I would not have necessarily put that on a pizza crust, but
I'm glad someone did.
After I'd seen it, if I had seen that on the menu, I would have gone for that. Whether you're driving down there or you're taking the train, either way, it's a great place to stop.
It's very convenient no matter what mode of transportation.
Right, and so you've got all of these beers from Lost Abbey, Pizza Port, that are all there as well. That's kind of what we're talking about. But tonight we're kind of focusing on this segment anyway, the barrel-aged beers. I just want to go through the names of these so that we know what we're
Give us the breakdown. Oh, I like how you shield your face. Pay no attention to the man behind the paper.
So we've got I almost started reading the sours one. So we've got Agave Maria, which is a barrel.
Agave Maria.
I've got to.
Sorry, that was horrible.
Yes, I won't argue with that. But it's a barrel aged beer, aged in reposado barrels. So we've got this strong tequila flavoring. And kudos to you because we got these put down in between Scott handing them to me and me putting them down. I got them in the wrong order. And Jason was able to pick out this one. I mean, it seems like you should be able to do that. But I am such a suggestion sort of follower, I guess.
You're influenceable.
I am. I'm very influenceable. And so when he was handed to me, and then I'm just kind of going through it, I don't necessarily think about it because it was given to me, and for all I know, is that's what it is.
So it works out to our favor when it comes to business decisions.
I know. There you go. So then Deliverance, which is Bourbon Barrel and Brandy Angel Share. And then we've got two Angel Shares, which is aged in Bourbon Barrel. So we've got a 13 and a 14. So that would be 2013, 2014.
And I tell you, the intensity of both of them, after only, like for the 14, we're in 2014. So for the minimal 6 months, not even 6 months worth of aging in the bourbon barrel, it has a lot of barrel influence. Like, it's intense. There's a lot of oak. There's bourbon. There's no denying.
Well, yeah, and the difference between the 13 and the 14 is pretty incredible, just how it's been, how subdued they are between the two. So, mellowed out, I should say.
Yeah, it can use a little more mellowing. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, and then we've got the older viscosity, which is a barrel-aged old viscosity. It's an imperial stout. There is no mistaking this one, though. However, this one just screams stout to you. You can't get away from it.
No, you cannot. When it says older viscosity in the name, it, for me, really harkens to almost like a granddad kind of designation, and it lives up to its name. I mean, the intensity, the dark, roasty, it's a big beer.
I think the only other way that we could kind of push what this beer is anymore is just if we called it Old Pappy. But then there is a beer called Old Pappy.
Yeah.
But this is what it was. I mean, really, this is bourbon barrel aged imperial stout.
And whoever thought to put initially, like years ago, whoever thought to put intense, roasty, chocolatey, smoky notes of a stout into that really deep hazelnut, oaky, vanilla, bourbon influence and think it was going to be good. It's like whoever the first person was that decided they were hungry enough to eat snails. You know, I don't know where they were coming from, what their influence was.
I'm going to put this in.
I don't know why they made the choice they did, but we're glad they did. However, it's still a little obscure. I mean, it's intense beer. Intense is the only word I can really give justice to.
Right, and that's really the overarching concept with these beers, is that they're just intense. And you get it from the very first all the way through on these beers. And they're lined up really well. And even though the Agave Maria, which I didn't realize I was tasting wrong, we put that one out in front. It holds up all the way through. So you're tasting a 13.5% beer. Obviously, I mean, it seems kind of silly to say that we can still taste a 12.5% beer. But these all flow really well in that direction.
Sure. Now, and when we're thinking, I think initial kind of impression would be that these beers are not good food beers, and they're going to be more of a dessert focus, if not just a end-of-night cigar kind of focus. Mm-hmm. However, I think a few of these beers, and we're going to taste through them here in just a second, but I think a few of these beers actually could be really good with something heavy in sesame oil, like even a black sesame, where you're going to get some really awesome pungency, a strong flavor from the oil. Spicy dishes are going to hold up well to this because of the fact that, yes, they're intense, they're high-percentage alcohol, but a lot of that high percentage is coming from the dark, sweet, malty backbone and the bourbon aging. So something spicy is going to hold up because sweet and spicy typically go together anyway.
Right. And I think I would like to talk about the Agave Maria. One, it's got this great name. And then
I won't sing again.
And then the other part is just that due to the power of suggestion, I'm just thinking of some of these really rich Mexican cuisine things that we can get here.
How about a mole?
What's that?
How about a mole?
A mole with, I'm you know, and I was going maybe like chili rellenos, but maybe with that, the Escabeche Bistro style with some heavy creams. I think
you're
a mole,
need something light and zesty.
I think a mole in with that would be really nice.
Sure, you take that deep, rich sauce, that chocolatey aspect of a good mole, or even a pumpkin component. A lot of moles have pumpkin seed and, you know, a vast number of ingredients. But you're right. It's going to have something almost sour and creamy or really zesty and citrusy to slice through both sets of rich sweetness.
And I think if we were even going with a dessert, so we've got this great food truck here in Ventura called Escabeche Bistro. If we were to do their custard filled churros with this, that would be something that would hold up to the beer flavor.
You know, thinking through some of our really basic foods that we've talked about in the past, though, the richness of all five of these beers in this first flight almost speak to a balsamic direction for me.
Oh, yeah.
What if we did something super simple, like a fresh mozzarella, tomato, and basil, and either reduce this beer down or just follow it up with a drink of it after the bite of a fresh mozzarella and tomato salad with basil and balsamic?
Only because this is so fresh in my head, because we're planning a dinner party this weekend that it has vanilla ice cream, strawberries, and balsamic vinegar. Just one of those really thick, rich balsamic vinegars. These are the kinds of beers that you could put with that, and especially the ones that have just a tiny bit of tart component, but then the ones that are also on the sweet side, like this Imperial Stout. Those would be the ones that would go really well with this really creamy and tart sort of dessert.
Yeah. That agave, the aroma and the flavor of the tequila just really comes through. But it works. It's fun because it gives you this kind of sweet and alcohol base or basisness that you get from a regular tequila, followed by, or coupled with, not even followed by, they're kind of like dancing together, that just rich, malty, kind of reduced sugar, blackened sugar kind of base.
Right. Well, I think the other beer that I really want to hit, which is kind of almost in this flight anyway, is almost the opposite end of the spectrum, which is the older viscosity. So it's this bourbon barrel aged Imperial Stout. It's crazy to think that the opposite end of a 13.5% tequila barrel aged beer is a 12.5% bourbon barrel aged beer. But there is a world of difference between these two beers. And all of the natural sorts of Imperial Stout pairings, I think, would go with it. But this one is so potent that
it's definitely intense. It gets it back into that dark espresso, burnt toast kind of realm with a really dark chocolate, like 70-80% dark chocolate. But then there's that little woodiness, that vanilla oak that pops through. And the bourbon is really the driving force with that oak and vanilla aspect.
Right.
It's, to me, it's borderline an adult Oreo cookie flavor.
Oh, yeah. And I only say this as one of the most decadent kind of desserts that you
may be able to make. Beer suggestion, here you are.
Well, I'm just thinking, because, I mean, we've all heard of beer floats and especially stouts with vanilla ice cream and everything. And certainly, if you were hoarding this beer, you know, you had several bottles in your cooler, your beer closet, whatever it is, then maybe you might want to do this for this really special treat. But seriously, you know, a flute with just a little bit of ice cream and this poured on top of it is the creaminess and the bourbon.
I think this needs a velvety aspect, though. When we talk, when we talk floats, we just succumb to the basic vanilla. I think this, a black walnut or a butter pecan would be a better option for this because it needs that sweet, velvety butter undertone that one of those ice creams would really be the choice for.
I like how you're taking that suggestion and just, like, upping it four or five spots because I'm a simple man.
but I may not be a smart man.
I know, but my mama said you should always go for the best. And that is, seriously, yeah, like a pecan ice cream, but you still get that. You're getting the velvety sort of mouthfeel, like what I was trying to convey with the vanilla ice cream, and then just kicking it up with a pecan sweetness in there. Maybe...
It's just got such a roasty, smoked note that comes through and lingers on the tongue. I think you've got to offset that a little bit with something a little more intense than just basic vanilla.
Right. Well, my suggestion, I think, you know, we should call it quits with this one right there.
Maybe we should go ask for ice cream. I know the pastry chef has got something back there.
We've got to get some ice cream pulled out here. You can go through, search for the rest of the beers that we're doing, you know, Beer Advocate, Rate Beer, whatever. You can find everyone else's, you know, a million other people who are saying what these flavor components are, and then you can pick out your best beer pairing. But for me, the highlights on these two out of this flight was the Agave Maria the bookends, and the older viscosity.
Sure. Well, and, you know, if you want to revisit this, I've got a bottle of Deliverance in the fridge waiting to share its knowledge and wisdom of all bourbon barrel. So.
Bourbon,
but
barrel.
Not tonight because these things are intense.
No, these are, yeah. This is going to be again. You know, we get to a point where we're talking. We've tasted these 13% beers, and it makes it very clear that you need to make sure that you get yourself home in safe order. So one of our show sponsors, WereDriving.com. That's WERE Driving.com. Make sure you, when you go out and enjoy a flight like when you're drinking here tonight, that you've got a plan to get home. We've got a bunch of other great sponsors, the Beer Cave in Camarillo, California.
And the supplier of these beers tonight, Barrel House 101, right at the junction of 101 Freeway in California and Ventura, California.
Absolutely. So, you know, all the background noise and everything that you see behind us, that's all Barrel House 101. And if you want to come out and join us on any given Thursday, we're out here in the patio or we're in the back room. Either way, you come and join us here.
Yep. Check out our other great sponsors at hopheadsaid.com/pintsandpairings. Also use hashtag pints and pairings and hashtag beer suggestioneers to join our conversation. But you know what? We got another 5 years to go. Let's reset real quick, grab a breather, try to cleanse our palate, and come back with the rest of this Lost Abbey port.
I do need a breather. All right, so we'll catch you.